Hello from Bear and Kura, a podcast from the Land of Oz Information Services. I love you, Kura.
I love you, Bear.
This is episode 134 of the Bear and Kura podcast. We're going to play Gay or Nay.
Okay.
You're familiar with this game, right?
You say yes or nay, or gay or nay. If they're, you say their name and they're gay or not, right?
That's pretty good for something we just came up with.
Mm-hmm. I'm brilliant.
I think we should mention that the people on this list that we name as gay are only that way because they themselves have publicly announced it.
Okay.
If they haven't made such an announcement, we will say nay, even though sometimes we know better.
Okay. Well, you have a list?
Yes, I have a list, but mine has the answers.
Well, that's not fair. Okay. You want me to list them, or?
I'll do it. Zachary Quinto.
Gay.
How do you know that?
He came out years ago. He came out when he was on the, when he was filming Heroes, I think.
Was that before or after he became Spock?
It was before he became Spock, I thought. But yeah, he's come out for a while, I thought.
I wish I had more information on some of these, because it'd be interesting to know if they volunteered this themselves or if somebody threatened to publish something.
I think he's very open about it. I don't think he's... He's very flamboyant. I mean, he's become more flamboyant as he's become... As longer he's been in Hollywood, like they did an interview with him over this new show, Brilliant Minds or whatever it is. And he's very flamboyant now, very.
Doesn't have to be a straight man anymore.
Yeah, and you know what I mean? Like, not very flamboyant, but very. Reminding me of like old school 70s Freddie Mercury, like the way he was dressed and.
Expressive.
Very expressive with his hand motions and his movements and just the way he, yeah.
So he's not censoring himself anymore.
No, not at all. He's fully grasped his gayness and he's running with it, so.
A lot of people consider him a bear, but I don't.
I don't, no.
He, people say he has a hairy chest. I say he has a hairy dicky. Because it's just that little patch below his chin.
That's terrible.
And that's pretty much the only hair he has.
Yeah, I never did. I didn't do the homework on that, so. But no, I just want to consider him a bear. So.
Zachary Levi.
I don't know who that is.
He just did two movies. Shazam.
Okay.
Where he's like a 12-year-old boy who
was he in
he says Shazam and he becomes an adult.
He was Chuck?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, Chuck.
Everybody loves Chuck or something like that. Yeah. He's okay. I don't think he's out, but I think he should be. So, nay.
Nay. Yeah. He's definitely a bear.
Yeah. Is he a nay?
Yeah, he's a nay. Okay. Zac Efron.
Nay.
Reluctantly nay.
Yeah, reluctantly nay, yeah. He's actually turned... I thought he'd be a pretty boy his whole life, but he's actually turned in quite a bear.
He's kind of a daddy now.
Yeah, he kind of is. Yeah, he's kind of gotten better, so...
And he has a gay brother who's just as hot.
Oh, really? Uh-huh. That's good.
Who I believe is trying to do modeling now or something.
Okay.
I don't know it. I don't remember his name.
That's good.
Will Young.
You have to give me some context on that one, too.
Will Young. I don't recognize the name. Mm-hmm. I don't know what Will Young has been in.
Yeah, either can.
There's one of our two listeners is screaming at me right now going, how do you not know who Will Young is? that's a nay.
Will Smith. I would say nay, but yay. I think that he's... Not out, but I think I wouldn't be surprised if one day he comes out. Wouldn't that be?
Okay.
I think he likes playing on both sides of the...
So he's a nay, but you want him to be a yay.
No, I don't care. I don't think he's attractive at all. I just want him to be happy. So.
Yeah, I don't... He does nothing for me either.
No.
Wentworth Miller.
Wentworth Miller. I have no idea who that is either.
Yes, you do. I think it was a TV series called Prison Break.
Okay, he's gay.
He's very gay.
Very gay, yes. Yeah. He was out before Prison Break even became successful, I think.
I'm not sure about that.
Well, he came out pretty...
And the character he played on Legends of Time was very gay.
Okay. Yeah. Well, good.
Vin Diesel.
Nay, but yay. I think he's another closeted Hollywood actor, but I don't think he's out.
Huh.
Is he out?
Everybody who is a nay that you like, you want to be a gay.
No, I don't like Vin Diesel either. I don't think
he doesn't do anything for me.
No, but I think he is gay, but I think he's in the closet also, I think. I mean, there's been rumors going around Hollywood.
Had sex with him or something?
No, there's just been rumors going around Hollywood for years that he's been gay.
Well, that's true of any very attractive actor.
That's true. Okay, I'll be quiet.
Oh, that's okay. Tyler Posey.
Tyler Posey, I think gay.
Yes, gay. Okay. You remember who he is?
He
was in a TV series where he was a clone, had no belly button. I think he was also in some of the werewolf movies. What were those called?
Teen Wolf. That's what I know him from, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tyler James Williams.
Don't know who that is either.
Oh, by the way, the ones that are nay on this list are ones that are rumored to be gay, but they have verified that they're not.
Oh, okay.
Tyler James Williams, I don't know who that is either.
No, I don't know.
The ones that are definitely out are all names that I recognize.
Yeah.
Tom Cruise.
A lot of people can say what they want, but nay.
We legally have to say nay. But we all know better.
Yeah, hopefully.
Especially crouching on that couch with Oprah.
Yeah, exactly.
But I don't know. Maybe we don't want him.
No, I don't want him. I don't want him on our team.
Don't want to be in any club that he's in.
Bringing that Scientology garbage.
There's another Scientologist on this list.
Yeah.
Taylor Lautner.
Nay.
I don't know who that is. Tell me who that is.
He's the werewolf in Twilight.
Okay. I guess I can see why people might think he's gay.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
He plays the sparkly werewolf guy.
Yeah, but not the vampire, the werewolf. The one.
He wasn't a sparkly guy.
No, he looked Native American.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's...
I think he's a bit hairy.
I think so, too. Yeah. I think he shaved for that movie. But
and then they put fake fur on him.
And then they put fur on him, yeah. Make him furry. Well, you know, when he's human, they got to make him look all... Tone, muzzle, preppy, and clean, and and then they're gonna turn him into a wolf and put fake arrow patches on him.
Let's see, where was we? Taron Egerton.
The name sounds familiar, but I can't picture.
I can't picture either. He must be one of the Hollywood pretty boys.
Yeah. So I'm gonna say gay.
Nope, that's a nay.
Is it a nay? Okay. Mm-hmm. Sounded like a gay name, so that's why I went with it.
How many people listen to this podcast each week just for speculation?
Yeah, exactly.
T.R. Knight.
T.R. Knight. Sounds like a comic book character's name, but I have no idea who that is.
Definitely somebody who was in the news. I believe he's Asian, or not, maybe half Asian, I'm not sure. He was in a TV series, maybe a medical drama, and got in some kind of trouble.
Okay.
I think, I shouldn't speculate on old memories, but something about maybe he hired some thugs to beat up another actor to get him off of a show or something. Time ago.
That's crazy.
I just remember because that TR, instead of having a real name, he has initials.
That initials.
Yeah. Shawn Mendes.
Nay. I know he's a singer. Please have mercy on me.
Okay, so please. Not really an actor then.
No.
Maybe he's done a little bit of
I think theater. He's done, but he's mostly a singer. He's sung the song Havana Unana with his girlfriend Camila Cabello.
Okay. That one's a nay.
Yeah.
Sean Hayes.
Gay.
Gay, 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 gay.
Screaming gay, yeah.
Couldn't play straight.
No.
No.
Couldn't play straight on a one-lane highway.
We'll have to remember that expression. Scott Evans.
Trying to picture. I know who that is, but I can't picture him.
The guy who does Captain America. What is his name?
Chris Evans.
Chris Evans. That.
Oh, it's Sean his gay brother.
His brother.
It's his gay brother. Okay. Yes. Gay. Yes. Okay.
And almost as pretty, but not quite.
Okay. So he's gay. I know that.
Yes. Scott Kahn.
Scott Kahn, he's... I think he's gay. I think his dad disowned him, or there was a rumor. See, I know he's done gay... he's acting in gay stuff. He was in...
I'm not aware of any gay roles he's ever played.
Oh, I thought he played a gay role. Or he was naked in one role. Or he,
yeah, he was completely naked with another bearish guy in a shower scene.
But no, I don't think he's gay. I think he's a nay.
Well, we have to say nay, but even his father has told people that he's gay.
Oh, they disowned him. I thought so.
I didn't think he disowned him.
I thought he almost did or something. There's a big ta-da about it.
I don't know that I could see James Caan disowning anybody, but supposedly he's never come out. Sam Huntington.
Nay.
It says nay here. I don't know who that is.
I think that's the guy that acted in, no, that was Sam Worthington. I was going to say the guy who was the actor in Avatar.
Hmm.
But I guess I'm wrong.
Well, if he wants to be gay with me, he could. But this other guy, Sam Huntington, I don't know who that is.
Yeah.
Russell Tovey.
No idea who that is.
He played a werewolf in a British TV series.
Okay.
Which is why there's so many naked pictures of him on the internet, because every time he would wake up, he'd be naked.
Yeah.
But he also played, he was in, what was that, gay TV series about San Francisco that was based on a series of newspaper articles?
I don't know. Singles?
No. I don't know. I should have put more notes on these.
Hmm.
But yeah, he played a gay character in that TV series. And he's gay.
Okay.
Rupert Everett. I believe he did a movie with Madonna where he played a gay roommate of hers.
Okay, yeah, I think he is gay.
Yeah, he's gay.
Okay.
Ricky Martin.
Gay.
Gay, gay, gay,
gay. Gay, 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 gay.
Although, I don't know that he came out voluntarily.
I think he was forced out, yeah. So, it's the biggest point in his career.
Hmm.
So... But yeah, it's gay, 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 mm-hmm. as they come.
Parker Young.
I don't know.
I don't know who that is.
It's a terrible name for someone, though.
Well, there was a Young in our last episode, a football player or something.
Could have been, yeah.
But I don't know. This one says nay.
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
Nico Tortorella.
No idea who that is.
Wasn't he a child actor that's grown up? Was he on one of the...
I don't know.
He did a movie where he was completely naked, full frontal, and so you see pictures of him. I think he's done mostly modeling since then. But, he's gay.
Okay.
Neil Patrick Harris.
Gay, 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 gay.
And more gay as time goes on.
Mm-hmm. The gayness is very strong in him.
And his husband also.
Mm-hmm.
They do a lot of social media together with, I think they have three kids.
Three kids, yeah, I think so. And I think they're their kids. I think they did the whole artificial insemination and all that, too.
Something like that, yeah. So. I guess if you can afford to do
it. But I guess it's like they don't know whose is whose and which is which. And
A simple blood test would probably.
They're trying to do it on their just by guessing, like. You know.
Well, I don't know. You ought to know what the blood type of your kids are.
Yeah. But I think they're trying to do it by more personality wise, like he's more like me type of thing. So.
Misha Collins. A TV series called, I'm going blank, about the two brothers that fight demons and.
Supernatural?
Supernatural.
Yes. Yeah, Supernatural.
He played an angel on that series. Walked around with a trench coat all the time.
Okay.
So you probably still don't
recognize. Don't know him.
Kind of gives off a gay vibe, but supposedly not. He's a nay.
Okay.
Where was I?
Matt Smith.
Do you know who that is?
I want to say yes, but I don't not necessarily.
Doctor Who, Game of Thrones remake.
Okay. Okay.
Got a big long chin.
The blonde haired guy. Okay. Yes. Yeah. Nay.
Oh, let me look here. Yeah, it says nay.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I don't think I want him in my group.
No, anyway. He's a rather odd looking character. Mm. So. He's a little off looking.
Which made him a great Doctor Who.
Yeah, and which makes him a really good Damien in Lord of the. The Game of Thrones spinoff.
Yeah.
So.
Matt Bomer. How do you not know that name?
That name sounds really familiar. I'm going to feel like a fool now that you said it that way, too.
Although, I can't. He's been in a lot of things, but I can't think of anyone in particular.
Okay.
Gay.
Okay.
Luke McFarlane.
Is that Seth MacFarlane's brother?
Yes. Yes, he is.
Is he the...
Kind of a hot guy for a non-bear.
Okay.
You remember a movie called Bros?
Mm-hmm.
He was Billy Eichmann's...
Oh, okay.
...boyfriend in
okay.
that show.
Nay. No, gay.
He's gay.
Is he? Okay.
Yeah. Luke Evans. We just talked about him. Chris Evans' brother.
Now we just had Scott Evans.
Let me look here. Luke Evans. It says gay.
Well, Luke Evans, you're gay.
Okay. Lance Bass.
Gay.
Gay.
Gay. Gay. Gay.
Day is long.
Yeah.
He's on. What band is he
in? NSYNC.
Okay.
No longer together, so they can't be NSYNC.
Didn't he join the band that Freddie Mercury was in?
No, you're thinking of, he was in American Idol.
I can picture him, but that's who I thought it was.
No, it wasn't him, but yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Okay.
So, it don't matter.
Keanu Reeves.
Nay.
Yeah, I hope it's nay.
Yeah, it's nay. I'm pretty sure. He's a cool actor. I like his stuff, but he does nothing for me. I'm not like, nothing.
Jesse Smollett.
Gay.
Yes, very gay.
Yeah. Got arrested for being gay, pretty much. Not really. I'm joking. His whole stuff in Chicago.
Describe that.
Well, he got jumped because he was gay, and then it turns out that he paid the Good Brothers to do it, and it kind of ruined his career. And then it got
Maybe
thrown out of court.
That's who I was thinking of when I thought of T.R. Knight.
Could be.
It's the same kind of story.
Yeah, could be. That's what I was thinking too when you said that. So.
Josh Hutcherson.
Nay. You know who he is?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he was in To Kill a Mockingbird, wasn't he? With Jennifer Lawrence.
Familiar with that.
Okay.
Probably his most famous role is in, what's that Gladiator movie that's on right now?
Gladiator 2?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's the star of that movie.
Oh, okay.
I think he was also in a science fiction, I wish I could remember the name of it. He was full frontal in several scenes in that.
Okay.
And with his fighting with his naked clone.
Interesting.
Yeah. Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Nay. Nay.
I would have to say nay.
Yeah.
You know who he is.
Mm-hmm, of course, yeah. I like him as an actor.
I think he's a good actor. I can't help but think of him when he was in Third Rock from the Sun, like 12 years old.
Yeah. See, I remember him as pretty much as Robin in the Batman series with Christian Bale. So, okay.
Jonathan Rhys Meyers.
Jonathan Rhys Meyers? Okay. Nay.
I guess nay. Yeah. No. He played a king or something.
He played Spartacus, didn't he? Wasn't he Spartacus in something?
Maybe.
I think it was. The TV series Spartacus.
Jonathan Groff.
Don't know who that is.
I recognize the name. He's gay. Okay. I don't know. I can't remember what he's been in, but
okay.
He's famous. John Travolta.
Nay, but yeah. Come on, bro. It's 2025. So.
Just to avoid a litigation, we should just move on.
Move on.
John Barrowman.
John Barrowman.
When we did the episode about the characters, I talked quite a bit about him.
Okay.
He was a character in Doctor Who, Torchwood, Dr. Jack Harkness.
Okay.
And yes, he's gay. He's gotten in trouble lately for flashing his penis on set.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Jim Parsons.
Gay.
Gay. And he's definitely not flashing his penis on set.
No.
I'm sure.
Thank God.
Nobody wants to see that. What was his most famous role?
Sheldon.
Sheldon what?
Shut up. He knows my favorite show.
Jesse Taylor Ferguson.
Tyler, gay. But as gay as they come, yeah.
Although, the guy who played his husband in that show,
Eric Stone Street,
looks even more gay
and is completely straight. He's straight with family and everything, mm-hmm. Yeah. But yeah, he's plays a very flamboyant gay man. Plays a very good gay man. He cracks me up. That show cracks me up. So, those two are the funniest.
Jensen Ackles.
There's a lot of gay men out there wishing that he was gay, but he's an A. He's from Supernatural, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
the brothers.
Yeah, people have been swooning over him for years.
He doesn't do anything for me.
Too pretty.
Well, I wouldn't say too pretty, just, I don't know.
Yeah.
That doesn't give off the right vibes for me.
Mm-hmm. I'm finding that I'm picky.
James Vaughn.
No idea who that is.
He's gay.
He sounds like a disappointed.
Well, he's gay. It's just a name that I've heard a lot. I've always thought that in The Boys, the Amazon Prime series.
Oh, okay.
They all work for Vaughn Industries. I always think of him.
Who's he playing in that?
Oh, he's not in that.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No, that's James Vaughn is his real name.
Okay.
Jared Padalecki.
Nay, but he's another one from Supernatural that a lot of people would wish they were gay.
Me too.
Yeah, okay.
When he went to a new series, well, it wasn't a new, it was a remake
the one with Chuck Norris, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Texas Ranger?
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought we'd see a lot more skin on him in that series, but that didn't pan out.
I'm sorry, it didn't work out for you.
Jared Leto.
Nay.
I would say nay, too. Now, where did he come? Wasn't he a child actor?
Child actor, yeah. He started acting like in his teens and then just done a million things and became, at least now he's a rock band and more acting. I think the most recent thing he's done is The Joker. So, good actor, but apparently, from what I hear, he's supposed to be a big pain in the ass in Hollywood. He's very extravagant, he's a method actor. So, he's one of those that
too skinny for me.
Oh, yeah. Me too. I know physical attraction. I just think he's a talented actor. Mm-hmm. So, but...
James Franco.
Nay.
Also nay, but I don't think the rumors will ever stop.
Yeah. Yeah.
Especially after he did that sequel to Cruising.
Oh, did he?
What was it called? Leather Bar or something like that?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah. Jake Gyllenhaal.
Nay.
Yeah, but that's probably the most disputed nay in Hollywood.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Is it really?
I mean, he's going to have sex with his wife on camera before people are going to...
believe anything else.
Yeah. No, especially after Brokeback Mountain.
Yeah, that's true.
Jai Rodriguez.
Don't know who he is.
Well, when I tell you what show he's from.
Okay.
Queer Eye for the Straight Guy.
Okay. Jai Rodriguez. Which one is he?
He was the Latin guy. I think he was like the wine expert. I'm not certain about
okay.
that.
Okay. Well, if he's queer for the straight guy, he's gay then.
Yeah, he's gay. Yeah. Very gay. Jack Fallahi.
No idea.
No idea either. By that name, I would guess he's of Middle Eastern descent.
Yeah.
Probably a hot bear.
Probably.
But I don't know what he's been in. He's a nay.
Okay.
Hugh Jackman.
Nay.
Yeah, probably nay.
Yeah. I think he just got divorced. He has kids and everything. It doesn't mean anything anymore nowadays. Mm-hmm. I mean, but I think he's a nay. So.
Yeah. Possibly the only reason he's suspect is just because people want him to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hayden Christensen.
Nay.
That's a nay.
Yeah.
Too. Why would anybody want him to be gay?
Some people have a Darth Vader fetish, I guess. I don't know. Yeah, I guess, I don't know.
Guillermo Diaz.
Guillermo Diaz? I have no idea who that is. Guillermo means William in Spanish.
He was in the same show that Tovey was in, that series about gay San Francisco.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's that movie?
He's
like
gay,
a one word.
And he's very much a bear.
It's a one word show. Was it called Flirt or something like that? Or?
No. It was like named after the neighborhood or.
It's okay. We'll figure it out.
Elijah Wood.
Nay.
Yeah, he's a nay, but he has addressed those rumors and said, I'm happy for people to. Wonder if I'm gay because it just gives me more publicity.
Mm-hmm. Good for him.
I'll bet a lot of these actors are that way.
Yeah. Yeah.
David Burke.
I think he's gay, but I'm not sure. The name sounds familiar, but
yeah.
I can't picture him.
I can't either. And the name sounds familiar to me too.
Is he gay?
Yes. It says he's gay. Darren Criss.
He's gay. He was in Glee. He's on Broadway singing. You know who he is. Or am I thinking to Dane Criss? I think it's Darren Criss as a singer.
He was in Glee Club?
Mm-hmm. He was in Glee, the TV show.
Oh, then you better be gay.
Yeah. He was the love interest of the other gay character that was in the show.
Daniel Radcliffe.
Nay.
Nay.
Which is fine. He doesn't... He's still Harry Potter to me, so I don't care. He can turn out to be the best-looking daddy ever, and he's still a 12-year-old little kid to me.
He was afraid of being typecast the rest of his life because of that role, and that's why he did Equus.
Oh, really?
He did a full frontal nude scene in Equus to try to
get rid of that.
Get new publicity for himself.
Showing your penis?
Yeah.
Look what I got hanging between my legs. That's funny.
Well, just so people would stop talking about Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Colton Haynes.
That name sounds familiar, but then it doesn't. I'm going to say nay.
It's gay.
Oh, really?
The name's familiar to me, too, but I can't place from where.
Okay.
Chris Salvatore.
Sounds like someone I went to school with, but no, it sounds like just another Italian kid's name. No idea.
He's gay.
Okay.
I don't know that he's done very much acting. He's mainly a model.
Okay.
And just hot as hot can get.
Hmm. Okay. Yeah, I don't know. Well, good for him.
Chris Pine.
Nay.
Nay.
Chris Pine, he's Star Trek, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Nay.
I wouldn't even try to convert him.
No. He's weird. He just reminds me of, like, he's a little spoiled Hollywood kid.
Probably.
Yeah. They had him on, like, Kelly Clarkson's show, and he just, yeah, he's just weird. Just, you can tell he was born and raised in L.A., kind of, just his whole attitude, like, to be, act extravagant, just to be extravagant, and, yeah, because apparently his whole family was in Hollywood, so.
Cheyenne Jackson.
I have no idea who that is.
Very familiar name to me. He must be in the news a lot.
Sounds like a ski resort.
He's gay.
Okay.
Channing Tatum.
Nay.
You didn't think about that.
No, because I know he's not gay. People swoon over him too. He's too pretty for me.
Yes, definitely.
Too pretty. Not hairy at all.
Probably waxes his chest. Yeah. Not just shaves it, waxes it.
Yeah.
Chad Allen.
No idea who that is.
I thought you'd say that. What was that TV series? Something Medicine Woman.
I know what you're talking about.
Dr. Quinn.
Medicine Woman.
She had two sons, a younger one and an older one.
Okay.
He was the older one.
Okay. Still no idea.
He tried to do a gay detective series for a while, but it didn't pan out.
Okay.
Chance Crawford.
Don't know who that is.
I don't know who that is either, but the name sounds very
familiar. The name sounds familiar.
That's a nay on that one.
Is it Cindy Crawford's kid?
Don't know.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
Bradley Cooper.
Nay.
Yeah, I'd have to say nay, yeah. But I'll bet I could convert him.
I'm pretty sure you try. So bad.
Billy Eichner.
Do we really need to answer this?
Just listen to him for 1 minute.
Yeah, exactly. Just let him open up and watch his pearls just come flying out. Gay.
Gay, yes. Ben Winslow.
I have no idea who that is.
I don't either, but he's gay.
Okay.
Anthony Rapp.
Gay. He's in Star Wars, right? Or Star Trek.
Star Trek.
Star Trek. Hey, I got one of them right.
Don't insult me.
No, I'm not going to. I know who character he plays. He plays a doctor, doesn't he?
And yeah, he's a doctor.
Okay.
And everybody swoons over him saying he's so hot, he does nothing.
No,
for me.
He looks like an albino. He does.
He does not.
Yes, he does.
But
he's so fair-skinned. I mean, blonde hair, blue eyes. You could see through him. He's that white.
I don't think he has blonde hair. He has gray hair.
Oh, okay. Well, white. Yeah, he's so white you can see through him.
But how do you really feel?
I'm just being honest. Andy Cohen.
Andy Cohen.
I don't know.
Could he be gay?
Do you think? The more I see him on New Year's Eve, the more I like him.
Yeah, he's kind of the Kathy Griffin character of that show now.
But he doesn't put up with, I mean, he doesn't go so extreme as Kathy Griffin did, you know what I mean? But he does put Anderson Cooper in some...
says what he thinks.
Yeah, and I appreciate him for that, but it's hilarious watching him and Anderson Cooper get drunk.
Yes, and it's interesting, they call each other honey all the time.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're best...
I'm sure that Middle America just cringes every time that happens.
Oh, yeah, and they're like, honey, sweetie, and it's just, it's adorable, though, I mean, but no, I like them both a lot, they make me laugh, but there's a TikTok put a mashup of them getting drunk, of each of them doing their shots, and Anderson's drunk by the end of it,
he's just a giggling little girl.
He's like, this is the last drink for 2025, 2020, I'm not drinking again for another year. But yeah, he starts giggling like a little girl. It's hilarious. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you can tell they're not heavy drinkers. And at one point, he's like, why do people do this to themselves? So I enjoyed that.
Okay. Andrew Garfield.
Nay.
Nay, but if he's played gay so many times, if anybody...
if he ever came out and be like, oh, really?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Alexander Ludwig.
I have no idea who that is.
I don't either.
Sounds like some old, like, orchestra
composer. Oh, a composer.
A composer. Alexander Ludwig.
Yeah. He's probably too old. He's now a decomposer.
Yeah. God.
And Alan Cummings.
He's gay.
Save the best for last.
Save the best for last. Yeah. Definitely gay.
Couldn't be more gay.
Little gay Irishman. So I like Alan Cummings.
Oh, yeah. He is Irish.
Oh, yeah.
We hope everybody liked episode 134 of the Bear and Coor podcast. This is Bear.
This is Coor.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
You have been listening to the Bear and Coor podcast, a production of the Land of Oz Information Services. We can be contacted via email using the address podcast@oz.com. And Oz is spelled A-W-E-S.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.